And so there should be take-back programs, as well as, and I'm going to talk about it in a minute, buyback programs. But here's the problem. New York State has passed a law already that allows pharmacies to conduct these take-back programs, but the federal government, the DEA, has not filed regulations that allow it to happen unless they're done under DEA auspices. That's how Kinney has done all of your buyback program, your take-back programs, and they're great. But why do they need the bureaucracy of having someone from the DEA approve it and come here? Kinney would be willing to do this on their own. They're very skilled. And so the first thing we're doing, many pharmacies want to participate in the take-back programs because they're good citizens and because everyone trusts their pharmacist. You tell your pharmacist things you wouldn't tell some of your neighbors, you know, what involves your health, they know. You ask them questions and you develop a bond and you develop trust. And that's why pharmacies are the ideal place for these take-back programs. And many pharmacies want to apply. We're not, by the way, we're not telling any pharmacy they have to participate. Anyone who doesn't want to doesn't have to. But the pharmacies that do want to should. The DEA has been considering these regulations on how to allow our pharmacies to do the take-back program since 2009. We passed a law that allowed them to do it. It's 3 years since the law has passed. The comment period has ended months and months and months ago, and no new regulations have been announced or implemented. You can imagine how many pills in our medicine cabinets have fallen into the wrong hands over the last 3 years. So we're asking two things be done. First, we're asking the DEA to put out its regulations immediately so that pharmacies and community groups, such as so well represented here, can get together and sponsor the take-back programs. That's number one. And number two, we are asking the DEA to establish a buyback program using some of the forfeiture money that they get. They confiscate a lot of bad drugs. And they confiscate a lot of money from drug dealers. They should use a little bit of that money to, in addition, open up a buyback program where people who may not want to come in and give the drug, you know, give the drug back on their own would get compensated for it. We wouldn't need any new appropriations because DEA, as I mentioned, has tens of millions of dollars in forfeiture funds. And, you know, some people, when you have the take-back program, come, but some might not. But if there were an incentive, you get money to bring it back, you would. And how much money would society save? First, you know, it wouldn't cost the taxpayer because you use them at a forfeiture. But for every kid who's not addicted because of one of these programs, our society would save tens of thousands of dollars in future taxes and just human resources and what kids do. So that's what we're calling on today. First, DEA, get a move on already and put these regulations out. The bill that was signed by the governor cannot take effect until DEA changes its regulations. And if they did that and the buyback programs, it would be another tool we'd have to decrease the scourge of prescription drugs.